Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From HTTC Uncensored on X on Twitter. Do you have any knowledge on a possible July release of a new Commander's alternate helmet? Rumors are the black helmet will now feature a W, but the photo of JD5 holding a spear has ignited the fan base. Redesign 2026? Honestly, the only thing that I will say is the thing that I started to say last fall, and that is, even if they decide to stick with the name, I think there's a good chance they'll do something with the uniforms. How long that takes, I don't know. It could be introduced in some way as an alternate in 2025, I guess, but probably wouldn't be an overhaul until at least 2026. So that's all I can say. It's not something that I'm following closely. Not a uniform guy. I would love it if they changed the uniforms to look like they used to look. Something similar to sort of feel like we're watching the team that for many of us we grew up and rooted for decades, which looks so different now. But I don't have an answer to that at all. So we are waiting for Dan Quinn to address the media after this final day of mandatory minicamp. By the way, according to John Keim, there are a lot of owners out at training camp today, included among the attendees, Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, Mark Ein, but also Bob Myers is there. I want clarification on this. Is Bob Myers an owner? Is he a limited partner? I don't think he is. I think he's just been a part of that executive search committee, or whatever they called that, when they were in search of the general manager and then the head coach. Bob Myers was on the set of ABC's coverage last night of the NBA Finals Game 3 in Indianapolis. By the way, he's pretty good on that. It's not a good show. I mean, we're comparing it to the TNT thing. Nothing will ever live up to that. It's not really that good. It's kind of painful to watch at times, but Bob really, you can tell, knows hoops. More so than Stephen A. does, all due respect. Stephen A. is, man, he is, I respect the game and I respect the effort because nobody works harder than him. I mean, he just added a couple of radio shows, Sirius XM, to his thing. He is a worker and he's an entertainer, and whether you like him or not, he figured it out. He's smart, the whole thing. He's just not a true basketball analyst. He knows the personalities, he knows the stories, he knows the history, all of that. But that show has lacked some of that true basketball analysis. You know, guys like Legler, Tim's a real, he understands basketball. Bob Myers, I think, really does in listening to him. So he's there as well. So Quinn is going to be speaking at some point. You'll let me know when we're going to go live to Quinn. We might get an update on Noah Brown. But Quinn was on a podcast the other day, Chris Long's podcast, called Greenlight. And there were a couple of sound bites that I wanted to play. First of all, he was asked specifically about the selection of Josh Connerly Jr. and how that shakes up the offensive line. Here's what he said.
Well, not just Tunsil. You got a young draft pick in Connerly. And, you know, obviously the Cosme injury popped up at a tough time last year. I think it's, you know, probably instructive, and you already know this, but, like, you can never have enough guys up there. And it feels like you have a surplus now. I don't want to forget about Coleman, who I thought did a really nice job last year and probably has some versatility. What do you see in his future?
We're going to move him inside to guard.
Great.
And he had experience at both at TCU, playing inside and outside. We're going to keep him on the left side. And but as you may know, like in screens and getting out and downfield, and when you create space on defense like we do with our offense and no huddle and spreading it out, like – the linemen who can get to the second level and get on people and stay on people, like Brandon Coleman can do that. He's got the quickness, Chris, of a tackle, but the size of a big guy. And so for your listeners, and you know this, sometimes the best athletes are the outside guys, but they're not the biggest. And then the strongest guys usually inside. And so in this offense, having guys that can get to the next level of talking about Cosme and Brandon Coleman, and those at guard, that's a big deal.
So, look, we all assumed that Brandon Coleman would land inside. He confirmed that on Chris Long's podcast and also said that he will line up at left guard. So that means Allegretti starts at right guard, which also tells you, I guess, to a certain extent, that when Cosme comes back, their plan is to replace Allegretti with Cosme because Cosme is their right guard. So putting Coleman next to Tunsil makes sense, and that should be a pretty effective left side. There was more from this Chris Long podcast with Dan Quinn from the other day, and some of it not having to do with specifically football-related matters, but he was asked by Chris Long about, you know, a year in D.C. and, you know, dealing with what has become at least, you know, a rejuvenated fan base, even if it's not all the way back, it's certainly on the way back. Here's what he said.
Does it feel like, was there any moment last year knowing Washington football recent history where you're like, you look up in the stands and you're saying, hey, we haven't done it yet, but it does feel like we're moving in the right direction because the buzz around that team was, you had to feel it up there.
Yeah, it's a lot of emotions. I would say one, like for me, like I grew up in New Jersey, so grew up like loving football about the NFC East, and it was the Giants and the Eagles and Redskins and Cowboys, and it was like it was always on Sunday afternoon, you know, like those games, those matchups. So I can remember it well, and I knew the fan base here, what it was like, and I knew coming here with Adam, like this had been, I'd say, the last game, Chris, the last game we played the Falcons on a Sunday night. And although losing at halftime, running in, like feeling a stadium's energy and then to win in overtime, that was the one to make it feel like I remember how important the fan base is to this organization and vice versa. So it was in that night. All the way towards the end, there was a couple of moments that were good, but there'd always been a couple of games like, damn, this is damn near 50%, you know? Mm-hmm. And, but it was in that moment that I was like, this is cool, man. This is the fan base that I knew was here. And so that was a really cool night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, you forget about that Atlanta game. Move to Sunday night, flex to Sunday night football. Atlanta's got the 17-7 halftime lead. They tie the game up late, and then they had the field goal to win it at the gun in regulation. You know, their kicker, Patterson, missed a 55-yarder at the gun. It was a long kick, don't get me wrong, and the place was so loud. And then Washington won the toss, and Jaden Daniels put on an epic performance on that overtime drive to win. He was also asked by Chris Long about coaching and living in D.C. now for a year.
Yeah, you've coached in places where they get it loud.
Yep.
You know, Seattle, Atlanta, not to mention Dallas when it's rocking. I'm sure I'm forgetting one or two, but this place feels like it can be a different kind of rowdy.
Yeah, and in D.C., it's cool, man. Like, living around here, it never gets old seeing, like, the monuments in the Capitol and that. And then on those times in that game to feel like the importance of this franchise again in the NFL, it meant something to me. I still remember leaving Dallas and Jerry Jones saying how important, you know, the organization was to the NFL. And that spoke to me from all the way back into the 30s to one of the old heavy hitters in the NFL as the Redskins and now Commanders. And like that carried weight with me, knowing that, like, you know, this has been one of the crown jewels, and it's been cool reaching back out to, like, you know, a lot of conversations with Coach Gibbs and some of the old players that were here.
Wow.
Like Doug Williams is here. And so it's cool, man, like, to know where you want to go. You also need to know, like, where you've been a little bit. And so
no question. Cool, I see the Daryl Green. I see the Doug Williams, man, on the wall back there. That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, those two are like absolute heavy hitters, man, in our game. Yeah. And I wanted to get to know them and what made them different.
He's a good guy. I mean, he really is. I think it's going to work out, certainly with him being a head coach. I mean, he is incredibly well-respected. There's just a lot of self-awareness with Dan Quinn. We've talked about that from the beginning. And, you know, embracing the past, even though, honestly, he's not going to be judged on that. You know, he's judged on what happens on the field now and moving forward. But I think it's genuine. It's the one thing I think I've said about Quinn from the jump, that everything, you know, even when you get some of the corny stuff, you know, tell the truth Mondays and some of the cliched stuff from, you know, coaching cliched stuff, I do think, and from the, it's just a gut and an observation, I do think it comes from a truly sincere and genuine place. Lastly, I wanted you to hear what he said to Chris Long on Chris Long's podcast about Jaden Daniels and when they knew he was the guy.
How did you, in conjunction with the GM and the owner, know he was the guy? And then when was it confirmed that you were right? Like, was there a moment, whether it was in, you know, mini camp or camp or during the season, where you were like, yep, we got him?
Adam knew, the GM, Adam knew before, certainly before any of us, and he knew it right away, man. He was the first player we evaluated together. And so as we were going through an LSU game, he said, hold on, let me show you something, and went back to, like, him at ASU against Oregon as a true freshman. And he was definitely the you know, the number one player on our board for a reason. And, but it was definitely Adam, man. Like, he was the one, he knew it. It was a cool concept to go through and evaluate all the other quarterbacks. You know, we went out to LA, we went to Michigan, we were down in North Carolina, down to Baton Rouge. You're there for a few days. And so I had never gone through that, you know, during my time in Atlanta. Matt was there the whole time. And Dak, obviously I was coaching on, in Dallas, I was coaching on defense, but Dak was there the whole time. So it was my first real experience of like the whole process all the way through. And after watching the tape and then being around him down in Baton Rouge and then here, yeah, it was pretty clear, like, this is a real one.
There he goes. That was some Dan Quinn from the other day on Chris Long's podcast. They are just, I think, finishing up their final mandatory minicamp day. When we come back, we'll play some of, or carry some of, Dan Quinn's live final press conference, I think, probably until, maybe there's another OTA day, but it might be the last one till training camp. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. You can also watch us on our Team 980 YouTube page. Like us and subscribe us when you get there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.